Hi, good afternoon. It's Sarah from Deluxe Home Care. How are you?
Hi, Sarah. I'm fine.
I see that there were two missed clockouts from Kathy last week. I just want to confirm them.
Yes. Yes.
So on the 22nd, actually, she didn't clock in at all, which was on last week, Monday.
Well, no, I was here when she had that phone call with, I think, Tammy about the hours that she was to work, mm-hmm. and it was Tuesday through Friday.
Okay, let me delete
that. And she defined it out that she's working, I think, 26 hours or something, and they were dividing that into 4 days, which would be, I think, six. She worked it out that it was 6.5 hours a day. She told her what time to clock in and what time to clock out, Tuesday through Friday.
Okay.
So were the days that they worked out that she should be here.
We have...
I was sitting here when that call happened, so I can verify that that was that's what they agreed to.
12:30 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, because I think 6.5 hours a day, 4 days a week came to 26 hours.
Let's see, we have 113 hours, 113.5. I'm going to do it for July, divided by 31 times 7. Now we're doing 1, 2, 3. We're doing 4 days a week, right?
Yes.
So that gets us, looks like, quite a bit more than 4.5 hours. 1 second, let me make sure that it's right.
No, she said 6.5 hours a day for 4 days a week.
Oh, I see. You don't have a authorization yet. Let me see if it came in yet. Yeah.
Because they worked out the times, and she figured it into the 4 days, mm-hmm. and said, okay, if you're doing Tuesday through Friday, then it'll be 6.5 hours a day. And she said you clock in at 12:30. Clock out at 7 on the dot. She said, okay, that's the way they worked it out.
Now there's a new care plan, that's why, because we have a new care plan that came in. This one's starting the 29th. I just want to make sure it's the same amount of hours as you have now, so I won't have to make a new schedule. A minute. Deluxe Home Care. So for July, it's being 601. 1 second. And then the other day, it looks like the state gave you more hours. Did you call in and request?
No.
Because, let's make sure. Yeah, this is you. They gave you an increase of hours. You have a lot of hours now. 1 minute.
What does that mean? For her to work, you mean?
Yeah, for her to work.
How many hours did they increase it?
Well, it's going to be in effect on the... It started today. And they increased your hours. That means for next month, for July... Let me try adding it in. It's 6. 1 second. It's 150 hours and 15 minutes that you're going to have.
Okay, that's for the month, right?
For the month. Now we're going to make weekly hours, 125 divided by 31 times 7. It gives us almost 34 hours a week. Now, do you still want to do just 4 days a week?
Yeah, I mean, that works for us. It's been working fine.
That's great.
Yeah, because it used to be, I think, 28 hours a week, 4 days a week for 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, it just didn't give her a lot of time for herself. And we agreed that I don't need her here every day.
Right.
Some days I just want to you know, you just want to be by yourself and do your own thing. And if I needed her, I'm sure she would come. But, you know, Tuesday through Friday has been working just great. We can get everything done that she needs to get done here. And as far as laundry and cleaning, and she makes my meals. And so that works. And the 6.5 hours has been working. So we've been doing good on that.
Okay. So for July, it comes out to 8 hours and 28 minutes. Now I'm going to let her do 8.5 hours, 4 days a week. The last day of the month, it will be cut short about 15 minutes. So she could clock in all month, 8 hours, 8.5 hours. I just can't put it in that it's going to be 8 hours and 28 minutes. It has to be in increments of 15. So I'm going to let her do 8.5 hours, and then the last day of the month, it will be just 15 minutes less approximately.
Okay, so instead of 6.5 hours a day, she's got to do 8.5?
Yeah, it's a very big increase that you got from the state.
So are these mandatory hours or what? How does that work?
Well, this is what the state, so if you don't want to use them, then I would call up the state and tell them, I would assume you want the hours if they gave them to you, but you don't think you need this many?
Well, I mean, I just don't know why the increase. You know, if she's been doing 28 hours up and, you know, with the other agency, it was 4 hours a day for 7 days. But she wound up being here more anyway. I mean, she never just stays 4 hours.
Right.
And you know, there was a lot more overtime in some days. So, you know, the 6.5 hours works a little better, actually, you know, for 4 days a week. And so that's been working, and I'm confused. Well, maybe because of the overtime, is that why they increase the hours, you think?
No, they usually increase the hours when they did an assessment and they thought you needed more hours, like most, or people or patients call up and they say they need more hours if you don't.
No, I didn't request more. Now, the lady came out from the state talking to us about, why are you using so many hours for this and that? And we went, well, we're going according to the sheet we had. Mm-hmm. And the sheet we had, they had changed all the codes, not the numbers, but they changed the amount of, like, for meal prep. It used to be 60 minutes. Well, they increased it to 90 because she said, you're doing meal prep, da-da-da, so many times a week. And she said, that's a lot of times during the day for meal prep. And we said, no, it's 2 hours, you know, twice a day. And she goes, no, it's whatever it was, because each one was 90 minutes. Well, we didn't know there was a change. We were going by 60 minutes, okay?
Right.
And so I said, we're not using all that time. It's 60 minutes. And she said, well, it changed to 90 minutes. Well, we didn't know that. She said, well, you need to get a new timesheet. Well, that's when we were doing all the codes. So maybe that's why they increased our hours. I don't know why they did it. I didn't request it anyway. I'm confused. I'm not going to try to guess why they did it. But I didn't request it, and we didn't talk about extra hours then. In fact, we were talking about that whatever time you've got down, we weren't using that much because we were going by the old, you know, codes and what the time allowances were, like making a bed. She can't change my sheets in 10 minutes. You know, I've got a king size bed, and, you know, by the time you do all that, it just can't be done in 10 minutes. And she said, well, it's changed. So they changed it to 20 minutes. Well, we didn't know that. You know, so she was putting down 2 10-minutes, you know, for changing the bed. And it turned out that wound up being longer than, you know, because it was 20 minutes. Now it's 40 minutes to change the bed, which was excessive, of course. But we didn't know that. Okay. So I don't know. Maybe that's why she did some changes. But because we were using time frames that were no longer valid, you know. But since we don't have to do that now, right? She doesn't have to do all the codes now.
No,
she just clocks in and clocks out, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know why that makes a difference. If she's here 6.5 hours doing whatever she needs to do, mm-hmm. that's fine. You know, she clocks in, she gets here at, you know, between 11 and 12, clocks in at 12:30, you know, gets her stuff ready to go for the day, and then clocks out at 7. Right. And those hours work great. So I don't know why they increase the hours. But I'll talk to her and see. I mean, now she'll get paid more per week if she works those hours, right?
Yeah, 100%. I'm saying how okay. many hours she clocks in, that's how much she gets paid. But look, if you don't want the hours, then you have to call the state. I mean, I don't recommend you do this to lower the hours, but if you
no.
want to, if you're not going to use them, then you have to lower the hours just so that it shows that we're servicing you for the amount that is given and not that we're under servicing you.
Okay, so you're recommending that if she wants them, that we need to use them.
For sure, I'm saying
okay.
they're given to you, so there's definitely, they think you could use them, so I would say
yeah.
to try
well,
to use them.
Well, like I said, she's usually here longer anyway, so
uh-huh.
if we need to, you know, wait another hour to log out, you know, how much longer is that?
It's going to be 8.5 hours a day instead of 6.
For 4 days.
For 4 days, yeah.
So instead of 6.5, it's 8.5. 2 more hours a day?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm putting it in right now. I'm adding it into it. It's going to be ready. Now, if she wants to do extra time today, she can do extra time today as well.
Okay.
And tomorrow. But the other thing, the day that I was missing, when I called you originally, I'm also missing from the 25th. She clocked in at 12:30. Then she left at 7 schedule.
She clocked out, yeah, because that's what the hours she was told to clock out at 7. Yeah. Like I said, she was here longer, but she was told that those are the times she needs to clock in and out, 12:30 and 7.
Okay, perfect. So I just added that one in. Now, she doesn't work today, but I guess tomorrow, if she wants to, do you think she's going to work the extra hours then?
Well, I'm going to talk to her about it. So, see if she, you know, I'm sure she'll use them, so.
All right. Sounds great. So I'll go ahead and I'll edit that. And what time should I put the new schedule? So I guess I'll wait to hear back from you. I'm not going to add a new schedule until you'll call me tomorrow and tell me what she decided.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell her that you're recommending that we use the hours because, like
yeah,
you said, that, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay,
hon. I'll talk to her about it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Now, should we call you tomorrow?
Yeah, this is my direct line.
Okay, well, I better write this down so there's a call. Hold on.
Sure. Yeah, this is Sarah. It's my direct line. I could give it to you if you need it.
Right on here. Sorry. I'm going to put you on speaker.
Sure.
Okay. I got so many notes here. Okay. Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
That deluxe.
Yep.
Okay. What's your number?
It's 314.
Uh-huh.
501.
Okay.
2522.
2522. Okay.
Yep. All right.
I will talk to her and we'll get back to you tomorrow.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.